Welcome to Eagles Game Plan, and after a tough loss to the Minnesota Vikings, the Eagles look to rebound against a dangerous Chicago Bears team in prime time.
On today's show, we'll see what went wrong against the Minnesota Vikings and how it can be fixed this Sunday against the Chicago Bears.
We'll also see what it'll take to beat the Bears and possibly clinch the NFC East.
And the head coach, Chip Kelly, will join me right here at the top of the show to go over some plays from last weekend's game against the Minnesota Vikings. Eagles Game Plan starts right now. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger, along with Mike Quick and Ike Reese. And guys, let's get right to it. The loss to the Minnesota Vikings, I don't know if anybody saw it coming, but five wins in a row stopped on Sunday in Minnesota. Mike, tell me what you saw as one of the issues that stopped this win streak.
You know, nothing in the National Football League surprises me anymore, but I was really surprised that Shady McCoy, after coming off of a career-setting day,
29 carries, 217 yards,
didn't get more touches. You know, he only got 6 carries in the first half, 8 carries total. He had very few touches. And when you've got a Shady McCoy, you got to feed him. You got a guy like that, you got to feed him the football. They took a lot of chances, but to me, Shady McCoy has to be a big part of whatever you do offensively.
Well, I'll tell you, as a special teams guy and as a former defensive player, I didn't like the idea of just conceding 40 yards of field position to the Minnesota Vikings. Look, I know they were without Adrian Peterson and Toby Gerhardt, Matt Castle's in there, but if you give a pro team a short field to work with, they're going to take advantage of it. And the short kick the ball on kickoffs to Cordarrelle Patterson, it just backfired on the team last week. I thought it put the defense in a difficult position. This is a bend but don't break defense. This is not a shutdown defense. I thought, you know, they could have helped them out a little bit more last week.
Like, there was one guy who flashed with just limited number of repetitions last Sunday.
Yeah, and we're starting to see a lot more of this guy. That guy was Chris Polk. Mm-hmm. He had a huge play in the game late Sunday as the Eagles were trying to make a late comeback against the Minnesota Vikings. It's first and 10, and the Eagles come out in the shotgun with Chris Polk in the backfield. Before the snap, you see Nick Foles bring the slot receiver Jason Avant in motion from left to right, moving a cornerback to that side of the field. At the snap of the ball, Polk goes on an all-out sprint to the left sideline. Look at what Polk's route does to the two Minnesota linebackers. He brings both of them out of the box, but the ball isn't going to Polk. This will actually be a screen play to tight end Brent Celek. With three defenders now out of the picture, Celek has plenty of room to get down the field behind a host of blockers. Just before he gets pushed out of bounds, he gets one final block from, you guessed it, Chris Polk, who lays the hammer down on the Minnesota defender. Chip Kelly has said that Chris Polk has earned more snaps on offense, and this play was a great example of just that, as it started and ended with great effort from the second-year running back.
First and 10. Foles fakes to McCoy. He's back. He is floating it, and it is complete down the far sideline. Another catch by DeSean Jackson out of bounds at the Viking 42.
As he does every week, joining us, head coach Chip Kelly, kind of break down some of the plays from last Sunday in Minnesota, coach. And I just thought one of the game plans was if they want to take Shady away, then there's other options out there. And obviously what you did with DeSean, out of the backfield, moving around, you did, it really opened him up to have his best day, really, of his NFL career.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, people starting to play a lot of man and get a lot more guys closer to the football. And a lot of times when he's out here, then he's going to get their best corner. So how do we get the best corner off of him is just kind of move him around alignment-wise and starting him in the backfield. You know, getting him matched up one-on-one on a nickel is something that's a favorable matchup to us, and that's what we're just trying to exploit right now.
Well, we've seen this route combination where a wheel out of the backfield, you get that kind of running it off right here, and you get this cross. So you have a lot of options if they do pick up DeSean. The design right here to get DeSean against the nickel, and then the throw by Nick was just basically perfect right
there. Yeah, great throw, and DeSean does a great job of just a subtle head and shoulder back inside to freeze him. As you watch him now, make him with the head fake right there to get him off balance. He could go inside, and now if you're a nickel, that's not who you want to cover. You know, you're usually against.
He's got a little head of steam going right there.
And he's got to run and start at you. You know, usually when he's out wide, I can get right up in his face and get my hands on him and try to stop him from getting ahead of steam. But when you get him in the backfield, he's got a 7 to 8 yard run and start at you.
And a two-way go.
And a two-way go. It makes it extremely difficult for someone to cover him in that situation.
All right, so we get that play here to Deshaun, and that's one way that you were able to break him down. We saw a couple other ways here as well where he's in different positions right now. So here he is as a lone back right now. And so tell us a little bit about what you're going to do on this play here, Chip.
Well, I think just changing it up is that when he's been here, predominantly 90% of the time, he's run the outside wheel routes and we're running some type of combination for him. So as you watch the defenders, they're just starting to shade outside because they know he's always releasing outside of the backfield wide. So knowing that is just giving him a two-way go is that if we know the defender's starting to play wide as we start to run wheel routes, is now let's bring him back through and run them on a flat route on the other side. And then we're obviously got a combination coming here where all of our receivers are running our shallow cross package. And that's normally what your running back runs when he's over here and runs a flat route, but Deshaun runs it from here. So there's a huge traffic pattern for this defensive back to get through. Once he realizes that he's not coming this way initially, what happens is they get wide because they're trying to overplay this because they don't want to let him get a running start. And then when you dump him that way, he's got to react back in, but when he reacts back in, there's a couple of routes coming at him and a couple of defenders coming at him.
Was this a game plan situation, Chip? Was this something that you saw from the sideline where you go, okay, this is what we're getting. Let's go to this right here.
No, it's a game plan thing that we've had in that as you keep adding to the package, you know, it first was just let's get him in the backfield and get him a run and start and let him go. And now that he gets a lot more comfortable in terms of what we're doing, we've added this a couple weeks ago and just it's kind of a tool in the toolbox. If they're going to play us this way and get the matchup you want, this defender now is clearly playing outside man because we're always releasing him outside. So he's favoring that route. Now we get an opportunity to bring him that way. But not only are we bringing him that way, we're bringing our guys back this way. And then here comes the defenders that are covering him. So there's a traffic pattern for him just to fight through once he realizes he's not going the way I thought he was going to go. If you put Deshaun on the line of scrimmage and had him run a shallow cross with a DB that can get right up in his face and jam him, you're doing the same exact thing, but we just moved him into the backfield. So the guy's 7 yards off to start, outside leverage, and then has to run through people. If you can get Deshaun that type of space to catch a football, then we can create some big plays, and that's what happened. You know, we got an opportunity to get him freed up a little bit more this past Sunday than even earlier in the year, and he's having an outstanding year, but I think it's really helped us.
So from the bunch formation, you widen him here. We've seen this route combination with different people right now, but we're going to get another way of getting him the football right here. You realize Sherrill's out there on him with a lot of space, and so now you're going to run just this deep dig cut, and you're really running Riley off, just blowing the top off the cover right here. So different route combinations to free him inside, which we haven't seen much.
Yeah, and the other thing that happens when you start him in the bunch is that he's not going to get a guy in his face pressing him, so that now when he widens, he's got a 10-yard run and he's got outstanding speed. So now we can get push, and there's a lot of different things we can do. We hit him on a 20-yard stop route earlier in this game, you know, and so now he can break in, he can break out, but you're getting him free access so he can get off the line of scrimmage and do what he does best, which is run.
Nick did a good job of just stepping up, avoiding a little bit of pressure right there, and then keeping his eyes on the prize right there in the middle of the field.
Good read by him. He got flushed a little bit. Nick's got to step up in the pocket, but still always keep his eyes down the field, give himself an opportunity to put the ball in the window. And we obviously, with the clear with Deshaun and the shallow cross we got running underneath it, we got the deep in cut for us.
So another one where you take Deshaun, you put him in the slot right here, and you're really going to get kind of mirrored routes right here. And I just thought Nick did a good job of just holding the safety right here and kind of buying some time for Deshaun to get down the field.
He did. You know, we're trying to attack him vertically. We're in the high red zone, and we want to take some shots at the end zone, and we got a route combination over here between Jason and our tight end, and then we have a high-low combination here between Riley and Deshaun, and then really trying to figure out what it is. And once Nick realized it's man, you got two verticals on a free safety, so he leans them to whoever he's not going to throw it to. So, and really, as he's leaning them, he's reading this guy. If the guy doesn't buy his lean and is staying here, then this ball is going to Ertz.
Right.
You know, but as he does take away Ertz, then now we freed up Deshaun, and they're both getting underneath man coverage with help over the top. But because it's single high safety, they can only help one guy. So all Nick's got to do is try to manipulate the free safety and then give him a ball, put it where he can catch it, and outstanding catch over his shoulder.
So, Chip, you used a phrase there, the high red zone, which is obviously red zones from the 20, but here you are 10 yards past it. And this one, you want to take the shot because you have more field to work with.
Yeah, you can take a little bit more vertical in your shots and get them down the field. And I've always kind of been humorous to me where the line of the 20 became
the official red zone.
You're going to keep that 20. Stat. And if you're at the 21, it's not a red zone. Right. You know, it's. I think defenses understand that. We understand that. You know,
for us, categories in the NFL.
Yeah, stats, I think for us, it's always the line to gain. The red zone for us is if you're there and you don't score, can you kick a field goal?
Okay.
In the old days, it used to be the 20 because it was 7 yards back and a 47-yard field goal.
Right.
Now, the field goals are a little bit deeper now. When the ball's on the 30, if we throw three straight incompletions, we still feel Alex can go on the field and kick it. It's a 48-yarder, and we're in good shape. So
it's touchdown, field goal, and where is that demarcation?
Yeah.
Is it the 35?
The red zone for us is the scoring zone. So what's the yard to gain for us? And if we don't score, can we put our field goal team out on the field and kick a field goal? And usually, you know, if it's a good day, no weather involved, usually that's somewhere between, you know, the 33 and the 35-yard line. And that's where the red zone starts for us offensively, and the same for our defense, the same thing, because the people's
minds
change.
You keep them out of field goal range and force them to either punt it, make that decision.
Exactly.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how the Eagles can attack Chicago's leaky defense. But first, NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell will break down the Bears' offense and how the Eagles can stop it. All that and more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. The Eagles matchup with the Chicago Bears offense is a very intriguing one for a number of reasons. First and foremost, the two big receivers for the Bears, Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall. These guys, not only are they big, but they have very good hands, they high point the ball, and they're physical. And it's going to be really difficult, even for bigger corners like Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams. The other part of the equation is head coach Mark Trestman of the Bears does an outstanding job with design to get these receivers in position at the intermediate and vertical levels. One thing they've done all year is something we call all-go switch, and I want to show you an example of it. This was against the Vikings a few weeks ago. You'll see Brandon Marshall on the outside. You'll see Alshon Jeffrey on the inside. Now, they'll switch. All go switch. When the ball snap, they cross. That's the switch part. So what you get is Jeffrey from the slot running outside down the sideline and Marshall attacking the inside safety in a cover three single high safety look. Now, Chris Cook, the corner to that side, actually does a terrific job of passing Marshall on and then dropping back to play Jeffrey on his vertical route. He's actually in good position. And remember, he's 6'2". But this is where Jeffrey's ability to high point the ball and to make contested catches down the field comes into play. And this is a touchdown. And that's the problem you face. Williams and Fletcher can have terrific coverage, but Marshall and Jeffrey can still catch the ball. Now, what the Bears do scheme-wise well does not stop with the pass game. They do a lot of very interesting things with the run game, some of it involving Jeffrey as well. We saw that last week against the Cleveland Browns, but they've been doing it all year. Look at Jeffrey come from the left side of the formation with jet sweep action. You'll see Jay Cutler fake the handoff to him. You'll notice that the defense reacts to that because it looks like sweep action to the right side. But what Cutler then does is flip it to Matt Forte, what we call 90 flip, something the Bears do very well. Forte gets on the edge, the left guard Slauson, the left tackle Jermon Bushrod, they're out in front. It goes for 24 yards. Now, this is a signature staple part of the Bears' offense, something the Eagles must defend. But it's difficult because there's a misdirection, deception element to it. So the Bears are very multiple, very diverse in both the run game and the pass game. They're a very difficult offense to prepare for and to defend.
This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, We'll take a look at the Chicago Bears defense. What weaknesses could the Eagles exploit? We'll find out when Eagles Game Plan returns. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Ike, the Eagles are going to see a Chicago Bears defense. This is not the Monsters of the Midway here. I mean, this is two middle linebackers right here, Kasim Green along with John Bostic, okay, rookies, and an undersized defensive line where they're stunning to try and stop the run. When you have to do that, there's going to be some big holes.
Yeah, and what a team like the Eagles will do, what you're going to see what the Cowboys do, when linemen are stunning, we're just going to take you exactly
where you want to go.
Yep, take you where you want to go and let the running back pick a hole.
So here comes Landon Cohen right here. Here comes Wooten inside, and the Cowboys are going to wash these guys up. And DeMarco Murray is going to kind of dance right through the tulips here. Going to get a pickup block right there, but they overrun, run them inside. And linebacker play, the defensive tackle play, pretty weak inside.
Yeah, and you mentioned these guys are young players. But the linebacker, he has to make this play, but he overruns it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he overruns the play, and this is what's happening with the Chicago Bear defense. Young, inexperienced, undisciplined, and that's why they can't stop anybody.
And the safety play, Chris Conte on the back end right there, it's been weak all year. And if I'm the Eagles right here, anytime I can get shady to the secondary, if I'm a wide receiver, tight end, I'm looking to pick somebody off because there could be some big runs right up the middle this
Sunday. Yeah, the tackling in the secondary for the Chicago Bears is horrendous. Once you get past this first wave of defenders, you see running backs constantly making guys miss, safeties coming up, not sure if they really want to tackle a guy. I mean, I can envision Shady having a pretty big day here today.
Well, Reggie Bush ran right through him like that, and certainly Shady has all the moves and all the speed that Reggie Bush does. In fact, I think Shady probably finishes this run better than Reggie Bush does. But there's going to be plays to be made in the run game. I think Shady should expect to have a big day on Sunday.
Yeah, he'll be looking for that oxygen tank because he'll get more than his fair share of carries.
This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, this is our final segment. We call it Three and Out. So, Mike, let's get your final thoughts here to get ready for the Chicago Bears. What do the Eagles need to do in order to take care of business?
Baldy, Ike, this is a tall task for the Philadelphia Eagles. The receivers on the outside, Matt Forte. But the key is trying to get to the quarterback. A very stout offensive line. Mm-hmm. They protect him well. But you have to get to Jay Cutler. You have to get him off the spot. He's not going to run a whole lot. If they're able to get to him, hit him a few times, it really bodes well for this team doing well against that offense. Very dynamic.
He's capable of being a double agent, too, Mike. He might put a couple up for grabs to us. Ike, what do you see?
I'm standing on that side of the ball with Mike. You know, I think our offense will score enough points, but our defense, they must improve upon what they did last week. Listen, this is a bend but don't break defense, which means when you get in the red zone, you can't allow the Chicago Bears to be 5-for-6 in the red zone. You got to hold this team to field goals as opposed to touchdowns. Also, on third down, you can't allow them to be 8-for-13 on third down like the Minnesota Vikings were last week. You got to get off the field on third down. Get that ball back to Nick Foles, Shady McCoy, DeSean Jackson, and they'll put up points versus this Bears defense.
Guys, I think this is Shady McCoy's game. I mean, this is late in the season right here. He's coming off a disappointing game where he really didn't get a chance to touch it much. This is the worst run defense in football. To me, this is a day that Shady McCoy plays keep away from that Bears offense. They control the game with Shady. I think he should be rested, a little hungry after last week.
Yep.
I just think this is all about Shady and what he can do. Give it to him and feed him. Let him go. Continue to put up monster stats this year. Guys, that'll do it for another episode here of Eagles Game Plan for Mike Quick, Ike Reese. I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week to break down Week 17 game against the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting goods. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.